And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina needs a lot of things right now. Access to health care for hundreds of thousands of people trapped in the coverage gap. New laws to prevent the proliferation of military-grade killing machines. Adequate funding so that its public schools comply with the state constitution. But legalized sports gambling is not on the list. That's why last week's defeat of such a proposal in the state house was more than welcome. As advocates at the national advocacy group Stop Predatory Gambling argue persuasively, commercialized sports betting is a huge and deeply problematic scam that, among other things, fundamentally and negatively changes the way people watch and consume sports, costs average Americans billions upon billions of dollars in wealth, and is undeniably designed to target kids and turn them into lifetime gamblers. The bottom line, last week's vote was razor thin, and perhaps not the last word on the issue. But if state leaders retain any interest in protecting the people of the state from predatory corporations that differ little from loan sharks and payday lending scammers, they'll see that the legislation stays dead. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.